Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Email drivetime@rte.ie.
Ireland, you're having more babies. Ireland has had an increase in its birth rate for the first time in over 10 years, would you believe? HSE figures show 59,874 babies were born in maternity hospitals and units across the country in 2021. That's up from 56,858 in 2020. It's the first time, would you believe, that there's been an annual increase since 2009. When there were 75,554 births registered. So what has triggered, I wonder, this baby boom? For more on this, I'm joined by Dr. Joe Murphy-Lawless, who's a research fellow at the Centre for Health Evaluation in NUIG. Dr. Murphy-Lawless, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks ever so much.
I was going to explain to me, explain to me how this has happened, but tell me, give me a wider context then, to phrase it better.
I will give you a wider context, Cormac. And it kind of, for me, it follows on from much of the grim news that you have had to be discussing this afternoon. Because really, when we think of birth and when we think of death, they're really at the core, they're at the heart of how societies think of themselves. We want to be able to do birth well, and we actually want to be able to do death well also. Mm-hmm. Having said that, we're very peculiar in Ireland. We've always been a demographic outlier. We've had the most extraordinary history since before the famine, and since the famine as well. We were very, very late in dropping our birth rate to come into line with the rest of EU countries, for example. That didn't really happen until 1997.
Really?
When our total it was as late as 1997 until our total fertility rate began to be about what it is in other European countries. And what the total fertility rate is, it's kind of the average it's the average family size based on how many numbers of live births each woman is going to have per woman in her reproductive life. It's a kind of technical thing, but that total fertility rate seems to be very important. Any population which drops below, if it's TFR, total fertility rate drops below 2.1, it is said that the society is no longer reproducing itself.
Okay.
So we had an enormously high total fertility rate after the famine, even though we had a very, very, very low rate of marriage. But once we got married, we had babies as if there were no tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. So can I bring you to the current context, if I may,
because
we're short on time. So why is it that we've increased in the last number of years then?
Okay, I think it is a real puzzle, and I think it's going to puzzle a lot of us for a while to come. All right. I do think it's related to COVID. That would be my own take on it. And I think that has to do with the fact that Irish women, having become that kind of late modern European ideal of the woman with the career and the job and fitting in the children and the marriage and the partnership or whatever it was she wanted, or not having children, because 18% of women in Ireland of reproductive age were no longer having children by the late 2000, by between 2010 and 2020. And then all of a sudden we have this figure. And I do think perhaps it's our reconsidering, do we really want to be that kind of what I'm going to meanly call a neoliberal subject, that great individualized subject who goes and does what she wants, or has COVID pulled us up short? And I think COVID has pulled us up short. And I think everything you've spoken about, even the HICWA reports, even what we did, the curtailment of people being with others while their family members were dying and so on, the fact that we couldn't have funerals or masses or wakes, any of the traditions that are deep, 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 deep into the psyche of this society, going back to the beginning of the 19th century and earlier. We do value birth in this country. We do value death. We do value thinking about it in ways that I don't think other societies closer to us, say England, for example, do at all. I mean, the total fertility rate in England is down to 1.58. I mean, they kind of maybe have just gone away from thinking about having children in the way that we have thought about it here.
And at the high cost of living and trying to build a life and
absolutely. At a very high cost for women. And yet, that even in the midst of the COVID pandemic, even in the midst of all the strains it put on people, women have made some really creative and, I would think, generous decisions.
Yeah.
And I would see it as a mark of generosity,
Doctor,
of this society.
Doctor, I'm under pressure with time here.
Of course you are.
Can I definitely have you back again? Because there's a whole lot more these figures that tell us about modern Ireland and where we have come from and where we want to go. So let's definitely talk a little
Absolutely.
Bit more about that. Dr. Jo Murphy-Lawless, Research Fellow at the Centre for Health Evaluation in NUIG. A pleasure to speak with you this afternoon.
Thank you very much indeed.